welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we started a new series we're calling Ordinary People, where we're talking about how God uses ordinary people to accomplish His extraordinary purposes. In this series, we're looking at different characters that are kind of minor players in Scripture, but leave a mark. They were ordinary people that God used to do something really extraordinary. And the idea of what we're looking at through all of this is we're looking at personal ministry, one of our core values that means that we are servants. One of the things that we started with is that we looked at the character of Nehemiah, this ordinary cupbearer for the King Artaxerxes, and really some kind of people that that helped build a wall. But let me give you some context really fast. Think, you know, David was kind of the pinnacle king for Israel, and under his leadership, Israel was solidified. His son built the temple, and that was the zenith moment in all of Israel where the whole world saw Israel as this amazing people, the people of God. And but God told him, if you start worshiping other gods, if you're not faithful, then I'll take my hand of blessing off of you, and then you will end up being destroyed. And that's exactly what happened to Israel over the course of the next generations, king after king after king, some good ones, but mostly bad, turned away from God. And eventually that led them into a civil war, split into two countries, Israel and Judah. And then they were both taken into captivity, first Israel, and then lastly Judah, taken by Babylon around 650 BC. So God promised them that they would be in captivity for 70 years. And at the end of that, the Persians took over the Babylonians who had taken Judah into captivity and destroyed Israel, destroyed Jerusalem rather, destroyed the temple and the city walls, everything like that. But Cyrus, the great Persian king, allowed the Israelites to go back and build the temple. You can read a bit about that in the book of Ezra. But then, you know, years later, another Persian king, Artaxerxes, had Nehemiah, who was just a cupbearer, who had heard about how the walls were torn down in Jerusalem. And his heart was just full of burden for the people there and for God's name, because Israel is the people of God. Jerusalem is the city of God, and that city was destroyed. And so he was just burdened by that, and he was willing to risk his job, his life, to go before the king Artaxerxes and ask for help. And Artaxerxes, moved by God, decided to help him. And so Nehemiah went to Jerusalem under the king's command with the king's guards and basically put together a plan to build the city walls. There was a lot of opposition, but he cast a vision and rallied the people, and they all built the walls. And in chapter 3, talks about the legacy of these people in Scripture who were really ordinary people for building the wall. In verse 1 of Nehemiah 3, it says this, "Then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brothers to the priest, and they built the sheep gate." What that means is that these were the priests who decided, this is our section of the wall we're going to build. And the sheep gate makes sense because that's where they would bring in the sheep to sacrifice them for all of the rituals for the temple. And then it goes on, and in chapter 3, name after name after name of people who built part of the wall. In verse 8, I like this one. And next to them, Uzziel, the son of Harihah, the goldsmiths, they repaired a wall. So these guys were goldsmiths. Next to him was Hananiah, one of the perfumers. They repaired and restored the Jerusalem, the wall of Jerusalem as far as the broad wall. And I like that one because here's a guy who, you know, one was a goldsmith, one was a perfumer guy. And both of them are working on a wall. Verse 12, I like this one too. Next to him was Shalom, the son of Halashua, the ruler of half the district of Jerusalem. He repaired a wall, he and his daughters. I bring that up because here are all these no-name people, you know, right? And we only know them from Scripture. You barely remember their names, but it's name after name after name in chapter 3 of people who built the wall. And this was a huge wall. Think 2.5 miles long, as much as 40 feet high and 8 feet thick. This was a huge wall, and they did it in 52 days under opposition. It's incredible what God did, and He restored the city to its glory, and eventually became a beautiful city again, and became the city of Jesus when He came in and you know, spoke at the temple, and people were healed, and that's where the crucifixion took place, and all of that happened, and it was an extraordinary thing that happened, but God used a bunch of ordinary people to do it. And I think for us, we need to remember that there are times in our life when, just like those people, we might not feel skilled in it, it may not be our gifting, but sometimes the work has to be done, and we are His servants. And God uses people who are available, people who are willing to lay down their life as servants, and He does extraordinary things through them. God, I pray that our legacy would be one in which You do extraordinary things through us, even though there's may not be anything about us that makes it happen, except our willingness and our heart to serve you. God, give us that servant heart in all things. And God, use our life to build your legacy through us. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Just take a second and think about the work that God may have in your life right now. And just submit your life as a servant to Jesus. Till next time, God bless.